Welcome back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Amal, and today we are joined by
Abigail Bentley, and I go to Corvian Community School.
Abby DiGavero. I work at Corvian.
Cute. Okay. So if you guys want to just tell us a little bit about yourself, like if you're into theater, how long you've been doing it and things like that, just so the audience can get to know you a bit more.
Okay. I do theater and singing, so those are like my main artistic things is singing and theater, and I've done two shows so far, so I haven't been doing it for a long time. Just the past couple of years I've done like the school plays. So
I have been doing theater since like musical theater since middle school. In sixth grade, I went to Northwest School of the Arts, where I majored in musical theater. So each one of those years, you had one or two performances that you did and stuff. I did some musicals outside of that. And then I directed a play for Corvian at the middle school. And I co-directed The Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
We love The Wizard of Oz. To get into why I brought these two lovely people onto the podcast is I know Abby from school, of course, and then Abigail from school, and then Abby was co-directing the play Wizard of Oz, which I was a tree and a munchkin in, you know. It was also my first time doing theater, so I wanted to bring these two lovely ladies on to talk about it from a perspective where they're, like, into theater and really it's just like them and it's a part of themselves. So we're just going to hop right into it. The topic for today's episode is undermining of the arts. And we're going to start off with stereotypes. So what are some stereotypes you feel like specifically artistic students go through in school?
So like I notice a lot of stereotypes that are put on people in the arts, specifically like theater or band. I think a lot of stereotypes are just that they're like weird theater kids that or, you know, we're weird and we're, you know, I don't know, too loud, too theatrical. But I think a lot of people just think that we're like really weird. I guess I don't really know any other terms to use.
My experience was actually a little different, like at Northwest, just because there was such an overwhelming amount of musical theater students. It was like the musical theater students, they're not necessarily popular, but they're like mean. And they stick to their posses usually. And I remember, like, if I told someone I went to Northwest and I was like, yeah, I was a musical theater major, it would be like you could see like the visible disgust almost. And it's just like, and then I'll just be like, yeah, I know, it was a little bit wonky just because of how the dynamics were, especially like compared to the other majors and just that aspects.
As somebody who's been like involved in sports throughout middle school, I saw like the athletic side of that, and it wouldn't be like there's always this like joke that theater kids were a bit like weird, but I personally did not see a lot of like people dissing theater kids. I realized like they were mostly gunning for band kids at my middle school, like because if you were in the band kids room you were like kind of a little bit weird, but you know there was like kids in there who were like perfectly normal kids. I feel like they kind of excluded the people who maybe not felt comfortable enough to be themselves in different environments and were like actually their true authentic selves inside of those classrooms, and they were just like, okay, you're weird for that, which I never really got, because it's the same thing with athletes. Like maybe sometimes they're more shy and reserved in class and stuff, but once they get on a field or like on a basketball court, they're more themselves and because it's who they are. So it's definitely kind of a double standard, to which I feel for you guys who are really into theater and stuff. How do they make you personally feel? Like, do you feel like it affected you and getting into theater, or how did that affect you specifically?
I think that like really, I haven't been like, I've definitely heard, like even my friends, like a lot of my friends like will say like, oh, theater, like you do theater, like that's weird. Or like the one, like a new friend that I had, I was talking to her and she was like, Abby, are you, like they were announcing about, the auditions for the play this year, and my friend goes, oh, Abby, are you auditioning for the play? Ha 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 ha. I was like, yeah, like I am, that's not like, and she was like, oh. So it was like personally, like I think I have done a good job of like, I've definitely heard a lot of hate towards theater, and like whenever I mention the fact that I'm in theater, people react very, like, cautiously towards it. They're like, oh, that's kind of like, okay, that's kind of weird. But I think I've like, I really don't care in a way of what other people think. Because I'm like, as long as I'm doing something that makes me comfortable that I like to do, then you can think what you want. I don't.
I think for me, it was just like, wait, I have to remember. What was the question? I got so off topic in my head.
It says what the stereotypes that artists go through and like how do those specifically make you feel?
Okay. For me, the thing is, I always noticed that there were people in musical theater, like in my class and stuff, that were those stereotypical, like really mean, always thought they were amazing, like always wanted to be like showing off their voice and stuff. And
Definitely.
like, I have seen those. And then, like, for me, I was never really like that, especially because I was very like socially anxious, especially at that school. So it was kind of like, I was more quiet, or I was friends with the orchestra kids. Like most of the time, that's where I was placed. So it was interesting that how I got these stereotypes that I didn't fit in with, and I just kind of felt like very like also just like unsupportive, you
Yeah.
know? Because it's also like things like it impacts the things you just enjoy, because like I just enjoy singing. Like, I just enjoy doing it and not just trying to show off or something. And I think a lot of the time, people, if they hear you sing and you have like a good voice or whatever, it's like they're like, oh, you're just trying to show off. And it's like, no, I'm just trying to enjoy the music
Yeah, no.
music properly.
I get that, 'cause it's like they have like all these stereotypes on us. Or like on theater people, the people in theater, and it's like it's just once you don't fit, it's either once you fit those don't fit those standards, you're like wait, like once you don't fit in with the stereotype that people put on you, it's like oh, like really, like you're what? And then if you do like if you fit in with those stereotypes, then it's like you're doing it too much and you're showing it off too much, and it's like not, but yeah.
Well, I really don't get it because, like, if somebody has a passion and stuff, why hate on them for that? You know, it's so stupid to hate on people's passions. Like, it's like saying, "Oh my God, you're having fun with something? Like, let me tear you down for that." Like,
Yeah, it's
what?
like you don't see me like I feel like I'm gonna call people out, but it's not, I know it's not all of y'all, but I see it especially in volleyball and football. I think those are the two, especially at my school, like those are very, very like appreciated sports that get a lot of attention from the staff and from other people. And I think I see it a lot in there where it's like I feel like a lot of them, I know a lot of them are the ones that like kind of bully theater kids, and how like, what was the question? Oh my gosh, my
We
mind.
just kind of steered away from that, but we were just saying like how it affects you, and then I just said like
Oh
why bully someone for their passions, and then you got
yeah,
into
but
it.
you don't see me like running out whenever I go to see your volleyball games, like, oh my God, that like, why are you doing that? Like, I get it, you're having fun, but I don't like, I'm gonna ruin your day, and I'm gonna say that like, no, you shouldn't be doing volleyball even if you have fun with that. Like, I just feel like there's like a double thing there.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean like honestly, I think as we like grew up and grew older, people kind of steered away from their passions because they saw like it's not, well, to be honest, it's a lot of work for like little payback in a way. And so I feel like when we were younger, I know a lot of people who wanted to be on stage and wanted to be performing and stuff and were really interested in like plays in elementary school. But as they grew older and they started to want to fit into those social standards in a way, they kind of deteriorated from that. So I feel like it's definitely something about not necessarily our opinions of stuff, but how like we're perceived from other people. And I feel like the people who do make fun of people who are out and taking care of their passions and doing what they feel like, it's because like maybe deep down they want to be doing that too. And they're just scared of what people will think about it, you know? That's just personally how I feel about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And also, I know we were saying like passions, but like even if you don't have the passion, it's just an extracurricular activity that you enjoy. And I
Yeah.
don't understand why someone would want to be like, Oh, I don't like that you do this. Like, why do you care? It doesn't affect you. I'm not even asking you to come see it. And even if I was, like, you're supposed to be a friend that's supposed to support me kind of thing. It's just like.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's just so much hate for it, and I think all the hate ends up getting put on people. Like, I was thinking this year with the play we're doing this year, like how we barely ever have anybody audition, especially once our old theater teacher left. That was like 2 years ago. Whenever she left, she took a lot of the good theater students with her. So there's just not a lot of artistic students in our school this year, I think. So it's hard to get people to really audition. And I think that it's even harder, but with the stereotypes that are being put, because people are scared that they're gonna be perceived as weird, or they're gonna be like kicked out of their friend group or something because they're doing something that's not normal in their life. When really, like, there are so many people that there are like so many people in the school that I could see, like, even if you do a sport, like, just try it because it's so much more. I think it's just more fun than people think it is, and there's not even a lot of pressure put on it. Like, I think in sports, I think there's just so much room for being yourself and doing what you do best. Like, there's things for people to do. Like, there's people are good at things that could definitely apply to theater in all ways. Like, I think there's so many traits that could be put into theater from people. So, like, I think so many people are able to audition and may even like it, but just with the standard that's put on it, it's like people don't want to do it. It's weird, and they're just hated for it.
I also think a lot of the time that, like, sometimes when I compare it, this is kind of off topic, but like, sometimes when I compare, like, people that don't really like musical theater, I understand, like, in a way, but it's like, I don't push that on the other people. Like, I feel like it's also slightly, like, not about the activity and about the music, because some people just don't enjoy musical theater music, and I think that's very valid. And you don't have to spread hate, obviously, but it's like there's some people that don't like country music or something, right? And they're very adamant about that, and they really don't like people that like country music. And I feel like in ways it's very similar, because it's like, oh, you're really adamant about not liking musical theater, and so you're just very like not liking the people that like it. And I don't understand that concept at all. It's like, I don't know. I think that's another way, reason why musical theater majors in general, or like theater majors, will get hated on. And also theater majors, or like theater people, are always usually assumed that it's musical theater. So I think that also adds to it, but
Agreed. I think it just comes from like a place of like arrogance, to be completely honest, because I can say, well, I can't speak on other people's experience, but I can say for like myself, I'm not like this anymore. But when I was younger and going through like a developmental stage, I had a phase where I would see something and be like, oh, I hate it, like without even like trying it, without even testing it. I feel like everyone goes through that. But like if they don't go through this like era of like self-discovery and realize like, why do I hate it? Like, for example, I absolutely despise the movie La La Land, and it's such like a funny bit now because now it's my favorite movie, and all it took was for me to watch it like one time and I was instantly in love with it, you know? So I feel like people just need to go out there and try it, audition for a play. I mean, if you want to, if you think you have like, even if you don't have a good voice, but like if you feel like you have something that could be added to it and you want to help your like local community theater or like your high school that needs a few more people to like be able to could put on a good production, like do it, just try it out. Like for me, I did the Wizard of Oz last year because I have never been in a production before, never done anything theater related. Of course, the only thing I've ever done was like public speaking, and I was like, there's no way that can like translate into theater, but like it can, like you're learning to project and everything. And I know I'm really bad at art, and I was like, well, what can I do to get my art credit? Might as well do theater. And I signed up for theater and they were doing the play. I was like, you know what? Let me try this. I was like, it's a new year. You only get 4 years of high school. Let me try something new. And I tried it and I made so many new friends and I learned so much new things about theater. And I saw how many people were passionate about something that was different. And being somebody who has played sports, I've only seen that passion on like the field. But then seeing it in theater where it's just like such a tight-knit community, I feel, with such like a mind-opening experience in a way. And I feel like everybody should try, you know, like at least once in their life. The same way they should try sports at least once in their life, you know?
Yeah, I feel like now, like I feel like a lot of people are told like you have to go through trial and error so many times through your life to figure out what works for you and to figure out who you are. But everybody is so scared to do the trial and error because they're so scared of what the error is. They don't want to go through the trial because they don't want the error to happen because they just, I think, I mean, the same thing for me. Like, I'm scared to get a job right now, but like, cause I don't know anything about jobs because I've never had a job before. So, like, I need to go through this trial to figure out what the error is going to be or if it maybe it won't be an error. Like, I'm just so scared of what I'm going to do wrong and what the error is going to be that I'm not willing to go through the trial. And I think that's the problem a lot now. People are so scared to go through the trial because they don't want the error to happen. So, like, people don't want to try go through the trial of trying theater and then figuring out like what the error is going to be because they don't want to do that. They don't want to mess up. They don't want to be through the error, if that makes
I
sense.
give my elderly advice. I'm not that elderly,
Yes.
but a little bit. So, okay, what I realized, and I did this too, I think a lot of the times, especially when we're in high school, we want all or nothing, right? And that's what I'm noticing, but from you guys talking, I think you guys are totally valid and you're totally right and stuff. But also, I think you guys need to be reminded that you could take little steps at the same time
Right.
because things like jobs, you can start going and volunteer at a place first, or you could start, like, I don't know, doing something else. But with theater, you don't necessarily have to perform for a performance or whatever to be able to help the community. You could also just go visit, go watch one of your like local theaters and just see what it's like. Because some of them are so funny. I remember there was one I really didn't want to go to. I had to go to this for class, and it was like a spelling bee, the annual spelling bee. And I was like, and it was a musical, and I thought it was gonna be so boring and so bad. And then I went to see it, and it was so funny. It was so good. And it's just the fact that I was just watching it, and I was able to support them because I could clap after each song and like recognize the fact that they worked hard on this. You know what I'm saying? So I think even those little steps could get you a lot of places. But yeah.
Right, agreed. I mean, there's so much things that go and get put into production, and I definitely didn't realize it before. But like seeing there, like, you know, you don't see the people who are backstage during quick changes helping somebody get dressed, or like, you don't see the makeup that goes into it, the planning, the blocking that goes into like a play. Like, it's just a gigantic process, the highlighting the script. It just takes so much months of like tedious care and effort to get it to be able to show so seamlessly. And I feel like if people recognize the amount of work and talent it took to put on one of those plays, and to do it like most schools do it like once or twice a year, like to do that, imagine you have 4 months before like a state playoff game. Like it's hard, and people don't recognize that, and they only see stuff where their friends are doing like it. Like, go out and go support your friends if they're in a play. Go out and like try out. I'm so sorry. Go out and audition for a play. Like, go do something, to be honest with you. And it's like, yes, you might be judged, but like, does it really matter? You're not going to see these people again. Like, okay, Susie from Six Block is talking about you. Where is Susie going to be in 10 years? Like, that doesn't matter. And, you know, these kids that are on the stage, like, they could end up being a gigantic actor, you know? And don't you want to be able to know someone who's like in Hollywood or something? Like, come on, guys.
I was actually gonna mention something that I remember my mom told me a little bit ago, but I was kind of venting to her about like something these girls said. We were leaving theater club one day, and like these girls on the steps were like laughing. They were like, "Oh, those are the theater kids!" Like, ha ha ha. And I was venting to my mom about it, and my mom was like, made a good point. She was like, "Oh, well, these are the same girls that I bet their favorite artist is Taylor Swift, Zach Bryan, I don't know, some sort of artist." Like, people, especially teenagers, cherish, like, so do I. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that, like, teenagers that do the same thing that diminish theater kids are the same people that cherish and love actors and singers and artists in general. Like, these are the same people you live for, these artists that like your Taylor Swift and your an actor name. I can't think of an actor name right now, but you like live for those people, but you're also going to sit here and hate on the people that could be those actors in the future. Like you are the, like you are preventing people from being themselves on stage when those same people, if you give them the opportunity, they could be the biggest actor or the biggest singer in their future. Like, I don't know, I just thought I'd add that in because I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's so interesting because, like, I feel like, especially Taylor Swift, like, she used to get hated on so bad for her, like, first album when she was still in school, you know? And I bet those people who made fun of her for being a singer, somebody who, like, wrote songs during their math class or something, are the same people who pull out their yearbooks and was like, I was in a class with her. Like, I can't wait till people start doing that in, like, 10 years. And I can't wait to see the people who become successful because, like, I bet there's going to be, like, not a renaissance or something, but, like, towards the end of senior year, I feel like a lot of people are going to branch out and become friends with, like, people they haven't talked to in, the, like, the entire 4 years and realize, like, you're not all that different. You're the same people. You were just in a place that didn't really foster you. Like, high school sucks for a lot of people. And the friendships you make there are obviously important. So why, like, stop people from becoming themselves, especially if it's something where you need that much courage to be, like, on stage or something? That was, like, my little rant because it's so annoying.
It is.
I mean, you killed that rant.
Stop it. You guys are too sweet. Oh my god. Okay. We like veered so off topic, but that's why I love like having an outline because like it truly does not matter, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I just look at it for fun. To get more on topic, I know you go to an art school, Abby, and you went to an art school. What do you feel like was different about being in that type of environment versus just like a regular high school when you were pursuing theater specifically?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So there are so many different things. Like, I feel like with Northwest, you either hated it or loved it. Like, that's really what it is. And it's just like you either click with your niche or you don't. Like, that's kind of what it is. And what I noticed is my class of musical theater students, I think we got to a good like 30 students in our class, maybe even like 40. We had a lot of students in my class that was musical theater, right? The moment COVID happened, there was like 10 left. And I know those people love, whatever. But I personally didn't like my experience that much just because I felt very pressured. I'm a very anxious person. And it was kind of like I had to stand up in front of a class of 40 students, like 40, 50, oh, so many students, sing a solo, and then you get critiqued right in front of them. So it's like in front of this huge audience, you get critiqued. And it's just kind of like awful for your self-esteem. But the thing is, if you're the best of the best and you're not getting critiqued, or maybe you can stand that critique. I can't be critiqued in front of a bunch of people. Like, that my anxiety won't let me do it, that kind of thing. And me and my friend were talking about this because we were both in musical theater, and we were talking about how outside of school, we struggle with public speaking now because of that experience. So I didn't have a great experience at art school doing it, but I also know there's a lot of people that have, so I don't want to hate on it because some people love it and it's like amazing for them and I'm so happy for them. It just wasn't for me. I also realized that I much preferred like helping to direct because I rather help other people like move along and stuff. But like the dynamic at Northwest, it was very, I don't know, you either like make or break, and
it's very harsh. Like you're either really good or you're really bad. There's no in between. Like, that's, yeah, that's definitely like a confidence, what is it called? Like a,
it kills
yourself. It kills your self-confidence. That would be the same for me. Like, if I had to literally like compare myself to other people singing, like, even though like no matter how good of a singer I was that day, like, there are so many like things that could go wrong having to compare yourself to other singers, especially if that's something you're serious about doing. Like, that's even worse because if you are serious about singing and you're having to compare yourself to all these other singers, it's like, oh crap, am I even like cut out for this? Like, I have committed my life, like committed money and years into studying music and theater, and now I'm being told that I'm not good enough for it. It's a little too late for that. Like, that's difficult.
Yep. And then socially, you also get the aspect of that, like, where the musical theater, like, everyone in musical theater compares themselves to someone. So it's like, I'm guilty of this too, because it's like, oh my gosh, if I'm this amazing singer, why would I be talking to the student that's like the least talented? And that seems so bad. And I think everyone's kind of guilty of it, just on a subconscious level. And I think I've probably done that. I mean, like, I don't know, but it's just kind of like your attitude changes on how like good they are or popular they are, depending. And it's just all subconsciously. And it's just like sometimes I got treated really badly, or I'm sure I treated someone else badly. Like, I'm sorry to anyone that I treated badly, but like, I'm sure it happened. It was high school, it was middle school, but like a lot of that socially is not even just from the majors outside. It's also a lot of the toxicity was from the musical theater students at Northwest. And I think that's interesting because it's kind of the opposite at like schools, like, or what your experience is, because usually it's like outside of musical theater is where the negativity comes in. But that wasn't
Right.
how it worked.
But I feel like in that way it would be even like more disappointing, you know, because that's supposed to be your sanctuary. It's supposed to be where you find like-minded people. And I know the big thing is like, you know, comparison is a thief of joy. And I feel like when you're in a place where where it's like so competitive, and especially in an industry where you have to be the best of the best to like go anywhere, it can really make you like you said before, lose your self-esteem. It can make you lose your passion overall and just like kind of foster an environment that leads to like burnout, you know? And that's just so sad to think about. And I don't know. It just sucks. And I feel
Yeah.
like it's a huge part of like perspective and why people don't go into it in the first place, if I'm being completely honest, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered something. Sorry. It's a little off topic. But theater students were treated very differently than everyone else at Northwest. And the reason is because if you had, like, say you had no talents or something and you wanted to get into Northwest School of the Arts, you would go into theater, right? So they kind of had this connotation around them that was like they were kind of just the chill, like normal non-arts kids, right? And then there were also the theater kids that were very serious about it, but they were kind of just like people didn't like them very much. I don't know. I don't know much about that. I don't have that experience like with that theater, but that's the other thing is like theater kids were always like kind of bullies and mean. Just like because of your major. Like, if you're bands, they would just like make fun of the fact that you're a band. You're like musical theater. They didn't like musical theater students. It was just always like interesting to me, but.
Was it separate? Like, how's the whole process of like getting into it? Like, of course you had to like audition to get into the school, right? So like getting into it and then being a part of like productions and things like that, how is that different specifically?
So you are able to go into majors. You audition for each major. You can have orchestra, band, apparel, tech theater, musical theater, visual arts, that kind of thing, right? You audition. Each audition process is different per major. For me, I had to get two cuts of songs, and then I also had to get a monologue. I performed that. They would either like accept or deny me. I found out like later, and then we would have to go through a lottery system. Kind of like how Corbin does, where it's like a little lottery, right? And then when you're there, it's not like you're separated, like your majors, you have your major class. So, like, I had musical theater, and then I had all of my normal high school classes, or like other people would have their orchestra and all of their normal things. It was just kind of like, but they were separated in the sense of like, you only really got to know your majors a lot of the time. And so just because you were with them the most, so it was just kind of the easiest there. And then production wise, we had one production a year that was in the springtime. It was the musical theater review, and we would essentially just like perform two different musicals. You could get solos if you auditioned for them. You could get solos and stuff. That had to be like all musical theater students. They had to do the musical theater review, but there was also a spring musical and a fall musical. And so you could audition for both. If you get in, you could do it. If you don't get in, you don't. That kind of thing. But yeah.
That's so interesting, the fact that you still have to do the lottery process after you audition. Like, yeah. That's such a long, lengthy process.
Yeah.
It shows how competitive, like, your school was. Like, I think that's definitely, it's way different from Corvian, obviously. Because Corvian is, like, I know we'll probably talk about them more in a minute, but Corvian is way... they're just not serious about the arts at all. So I think that it's like, oh, sure, you can audition. I mean, it's, you might end up getting multiple parts because there's really not going to be a lot of people auditioning. Like, there's no competition per se. Like, I'm not saying people are bad. I'm just saying there's like not a lot of people to compete with. Like, there's no crazy, like, oh gosh, like there's so many girls auditioning for this part. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it. Like, there's really not. So it's a way different point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also this podcast is not affiliated with Corvin. I feel like I have to say that so I don't get like canceled by the school. Yeah, not at all affiliated, okay, just so I don't get in trouble. How do you believe like your perspective on art has like changed as you like grew up, or like how has your view on the whole art department changed as you grew?
I actually have a lot on this part, just because I went from performer to like co-director, director. And the thing is, like, I love teaching. Like, usually I'm a teacher's assistant right now, and I love teaching. I just like, it's something that I really enjoy, and I like being able to see the students grow. And there's times where I do miss performing so much and wish I could be performing at the same time. But I also like, I cried during like the first Wizard of Oz performance. Like, I was looking at Jitterbug and I was like sobbing in the back, just like staring, because I was like so proud of you. Like, I'm already tearing up. I was like so proud, and I was like, there is so much progress, and they're so confident, and they are doing so well. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I just love that. I love it. And like, I do love performing, but it's also just like seeing like the cast and stuff grow from like, and I'm helping them in a way, and it's just like so much, like I just love it. I love it so much. And that's like kind of my perspective change, just because from performer to director, it's just kind of like, yeah.
No, I feel that. Like, I think my perspective has, I don't know if it's really changed, I think it's more of just grown, because whenever I was younger, like my whole life, I have been surrounded by music my whole life, because, well, my dad's side of the family is very musical. Like, they do, like, my dad's side of the family, so like my dad, my mom, or not my mom, my dad, my grandma, my grandpa, my grandpa's not alive anymore, but whenever he was alive, and him and his siblings and all of them, like, at every wedding or every funeral or every, like, anything, they would sing. They would do singing together, and they would, music was just such a big part in my dad's family, because they were just so, like, it was just a way for them to connect, I think. So then my dad, even, like, my dad is really big in music too. Like, he's been trying to find bands to play in, because that's just a way that he really has a lot of fun and can be himself. And so I've definitely been surrounded by it a lot growing up. I wasn't necessarily surrounded by theater a lot, but I was a bit more like sheltered in, I think, because I didn't know much about it, and I didn't have a lot of experience in it at all. Like, the only experience I had in it was like those elementary school things where you like have to do the play, basically. That was the only I don't really, like, you know, it was elementary school, like I don't really remember that. So I think music was the big part that I was surrounded by, and I was forced, I guess, to do piano lessons too. So like, having to do piano lessons and like singing and like all of that was my big thing. But then once I got to high school a couple of years ago, I was like, oh, well, they're doing a play this year, I think I should try it, because I really like doing singing, and I did the singing talent show. And I mean, it's a musical, so maybe I'll try it. It was my first time, and it was really like, it was intimidating because, like I said, that was the year that a lot of the really, like, really good theater kids were there, and there was competition. Like, there was definitely, especially with the teacher we had, like, it was very, like, competitive then. But then once that teacher left and all those students left with her, became a lot less competitive. So, like, last year, I think The Wizard of Oz was definitely a big turning point for me because I hadn't done a lot of theater, but I definitely did a lot of musical things. But once I, like, that was my first play, and I ended up getting the lead role, which was like, what? Like, that's kind of crazy. But it definitely altered, like, what I thought about theater because I had never done it before. But once I did it, I was like, this is like so cool. Because in my first play, when I just ended up getting the ensemble part in my first play, and I wasn't really a part of the community because I think a lot of people just already knew each other, and I was new to high school. Like, I was a freshman, so I didn't really know anybody. And a lot of people already knew each other, and they were like big roles, and I was just like a smaller ensemble role. So I didn't really feel like the impact theater it could have on somebody because I wasn't really in it. I didn't feel like I was really in the community at that point. But last year, it was once I got the lead role, I made sure, like, I really wanted to help people feel connected, even if you have a small role. Like, I really wanted people to feel like they were able to have a community in theater in the play, even though you have a small role. So last year was definitely like, I really felt the family of theater, and I really felt the community it has. And then once I even feel that with Abby, like whenever she said she was like crying watching The Jitterbug, like I was a bit tired of the show at that point. But
No,
literally,
it's all right.
like on
No,
opening night and on the last show, I was like, never felt so like, I can't even explain the feeling of sitting there and coming out on stage in the final, like whenever, like you're at the final, what is it called? Applaud or whatever, like whenever everybody's clapping for you and you come out on stage and it's like the lights are hitting you and the audience just stands up and it's cheering for you, and like just hearing them like do that is so amazing. Like, I don't know if it's like that for everybody, but like, I think that's definitely like it made me realize how much I want to do performing, even if it's not my main source of income. I want to do it. Like, I cannot like imagine, I feel like it's such a good rush and it's such an amazing feeling to have that kind of community and then also be having all these people cheering for you and having all these people appreciate all the things you've done. It's just like, I can't even describe it. Like, it's amazing.
Literally, like, I did theater for the first time last year, obviously. And Abby, both Abby's, Abigail and Abby, I feel like you both just kind of accomplished that world. Being somebody who, like, that was my first time in like a black box, like, I was genuinely so new. I felt like a baby who's completely naked going into something. Like, it was very scary. And I felt like definitely the first 1 or 2 weeks, I was a bit shy. But as it progressed, like, I felt so integrated into like the cast after everything, because it was a long, lengthy rehearsal process because it was like the only play we did that year. So we had months of like getting to know each other. And honestly, I could not have asked for a better experience for my first time. I feel like getting to know everybody and getting to know people and their characters, and like seeing someone in the hallway and be like, oh, you're Tin Man, or like, oh, like you're even the smaller roles. Like, I genuinely did not want a big role, but I ended up playing like four tiny roles, and it was just still running between like stages and sets and stuff and changing and doing the jitterbug. Like, me from freshman year would not have done the jitterbug in front of the like all the school that was there.
I would have been
But
terrified. Like, I would have been sitting there like, you're joking. I'm not
no,
doing it.
I was, but you know, once I got on that stage, I felt like I became that jitterbug and I jittered. Let me just tell you that. But
She jittered everywhere. Yeah.
stop.
So good, bro. I'm just like,
And that was
oh,
your choreography, Abby. Your choreography ate up.
bro, but it was, oh, you guys did it so well. I was like, yes, they rolled up in sync. They did these spins at the same
It
exact
was
time.
intense, guys. I'm telling you, Not for the faint of heart. It
We
was.
also we had an amazing cast.
Oh, we
Like,
did. Everybody was so good and supportive, and they were all like, they were, nobody was like that kind of like snobby theater kid where it's like, oh, I'm better than all of you, so I'm gonna do that. Like, everybody was very inviting and very good at keeping like equality throughout the whole show, I
and like it
think.
was very much like a friendship dynamic between
Oh,
everyone.
yeah.
Like even like I feel like I talked a lot with like a lot of people that were just like munchkins or something, and I just loved it. Like I liked talking to them. Like it, and it was, it felt like a friendship, and it was also just like, I don't know. It was very family, and I like it.
And
It's
like
like,
I guess I sorry I would
you
like to
go,
add
you go.
there was like the other reason we had a very long rehearsal was just because we had a lot of difficulties with directors last year. We had so for people watching the podcast, we had one director and they were really great. They were a great director, but unfortunately, like they ended up passing away in like the middle of the year. So it definitely kind of it was difficult because it was also just trying to cope with the fact that we just lost our director and also like how are we going to move on from this? Like we thought we weren't going to just stop doing the show. Like we thought we had more of a passion to do the show because we thought that it was the way to honor their memory because it was something that they wanted to do so much and we really wanted to honor that. So we had to come up with a way to find a new director and to keep the show's like rehearsals. So we like as students, we were able to come up with our own rehearsal times and we were able to make it work and we were working so hard as a group to find a director to help us and make the show happen. Like I think that was really impactful to everybody in the show because it wasn't just like I don't think it was a normal like experience. Like I think a lot of us learned how to work really hard to become our own directors, but also find someone that can run the show for us. But like it was like there was just so much passion in it. And I think that really helped form the community that we had. And I think it was really impactful and passionate. And I wanted to add that. Like, I think that was also a big thing that
I
helped.
agree. I think everybody kind of stepped up to the plate in a way, in such like a inspiring way, in how everybody just kind of came together and became more of a family more than anything. Like we had the visual, and there were people who wanted to sing and wanted to speak, like to honor our director's memory. And even Mr. Gal oh, I can't say names. Even one of the teachers came and he gave us like those little purple heart crystals, and I still have one. Like I
Oh
still
yeah,
have it.
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's just it was so amazing to see how like it's sad, but like people come together in times of need, and it was just so beautiful to kind of experience. It was like living out your victorious, I call our Carly type of dreams. It was just bowing in that final night and feeling the adrenaline from the crowd was something that like it's a core memory for me. And it's definitely a core memory for a lot of the cast. And it was just an insane experience.
It was something that we thought wouldn't have happened. Like, there was so much, like, there was a time in the year, in the beginning of the year, where we were like, there's no way. Like, this is not happening. Like, it's not gonna happen. Like, there's no way. But then once it did happen, and we had that moment of everybody, like, it recognized all the work that people put into it. Like, once we figured out, like, we had sold out seats. Like, there were days over there we were sold out. And, like, it was like, it's happening. Like, after all of this, and we thought it wasn't gonna happen, even people, like there are definitely plenty of people that don't appreciate the arts, and but there was also so many people that do, and so many people at the school that were willing to help us and willing to support us whenever we were needing help and support. And that was just incredible. And it definitely helped see, like, even though you have all of those people that are not going to appreciate you no matter what, there are still going to be people there. And I think those people definitely overpower the people that don't care. Like, there's always people that do care, and they are just, they matter the most, I think, other than the people that don't care.
100%.
Yeah.
1000%. I feel like we also gave back to the people who were not as much seen as like the actors on stage. Like the stage hands, like they put in so much work
helping the people who built the sets, the people who moved the sets, the people who did the lights, even at Abby, like you and Miss Newell, like you guys put in a lot of work. You were there multiple days a week, like until like 6 or 7 o'clock, getting stuff done. And I feel like you guys don't get enough recognition. And it's, we could say like, oh, clap for the tech people, but like you don't see how much work that they put into it. And although you can get into the arts, you can be one of those people, but you do so much and you might not be like accounted for, but just know that there are so many people who support you and so many people who see you and see the amount of work that you do put in. And honestly, if I didn't, I feel like that wouldn't have been, there wouldn't have been a better time to get into theater at the time, because I might not do it ever again. But like, there's a quote that's like, you only get one chance to live, but if you do it correctly, one time is like enough, right? I mean, I had one chance to do theater, and that one time was enough because of the people who were doing it. And I'll forever be fulfilled when looking back on memories like that. But if I just went with like the past prejudice that I had, that I'm not good at speaking, like there was a time in my life where I genuinely think people thought my voice was annoying. Like I did not want to speak. And like now I'm talking to people and talking about their experiences. Like if I didn't place that bet in myself and like went through it, and if people don't continue placing bets in themselves and trying something new, going into the arts, becoming who they like are going to be in later in life, it's going to die. Like it's a dying form of life, and it just sucks, to be completely honest.
Because now it's like so much is happening, and like so many people care more about social media and being on TV and wanting, like, if you want to be famous, usually you're either going to become a famous singer or maybe a famous actor. But yes, acting can be done on the TV screen as well. It's just, I think it's different on the screen than it is in person. Like, I can't really talk because I don't know much about acting on a screen, but I think with whenever you're acting in a play, it's just, I feel like so much passion goes into it because there's so much, I think there's just a lot more passion that could go into it because it's like on a stage. And I don't know how to really explain it. Like, I think there, it's just more
like seeing how, like, in the audience, you are watching this real time happen.
Yeah, it's
not something recorded and you chose the best clip. This is something that's been practiced for who knows how long. And it's, they're getting those lines perfectly. You see them, you wonder how did that cast actor change in 2 seconds?
Yeah,
how did this happen? Like, you don't, it's just so cool and like bamboozling to see the set changes, to see the things, like there's so much that like ties in that you can see in a play rather than a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's magical. Like, it's literally like, yeah, on a movie screen they have special effects and they have, you know, technology that can help them do all those things, but it's different. It's like you're watching it, but it's a form of like, I think a lot of people just put it on in the background and, you know, like listen to it. But then whenever you do a play, it's just like you're watching it in real time and it's magical. So it's like, wait, wasn't it only like 6 seconds ago they were wearing something else, now they're wearing this, and then like, oh, where did all these lights come from? And like, it's so emotional to like watch because it's just, it's like that person is right in front of you being this character. Like, you could be watching the musical Frozen and you could see Elsa right in front of you singing your favorite song, and you're like, oh my God, it's like real. Like, this person is real. It's
right. And like in Hollywood, people get like attributed for being triple threats, you know, people who could sing, people who could dance, people who could act. But oftentimes in musical theaters, you have like high school and middle school kids who are doing the same thing all at once. Like, they're singing while they're dancing, and then they go right back into like emotional scene where they're like, Abby, you were just singing about like when you played Dorothy, you were just singing about missing your family, and you killed that, by the way, all 3 nights. You're just singing about that, and then now you're over here dancing up the stage while singing, like, yeah. And then you're acting, like, it's a lot.
But if you get one take, like, you don't get to do like, oh, cut, let's do that again, sorry, I forgot my thing, like, let's do that again. Like, you can't, you have to one time to do it. And that's why it's so like, you really get into your character, because if you don't, like, you don't have another chance to do that.
I personally, I love productions in the sense of like whether it's a movie, whether it's a play, whether it's a musical, I love it all, right? But when it comes to a musical, I love the adrenaline that I get. Like, especially when I'm performing, I love it. I love that, like, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I just love it. And it's just like, it's so much built up tension that you're just releasing, and you can release it into your character. And it's just so cool to me how you can like connect your emotions that way. I just love it. Yeah.
So
It's
beautiful.
it.
Play. Sorry.
Yeah.
We do have to kind of get into like conclusion. So if there's anything you want to add, like a quote or something, or a piece of advice for the viewers who are getting into arts, or if they are undermining arts, like how can they combat that? Like just give a little spiel. Did I
I would
freeze?
say just like
Okay.
just do it. Like I know, no, you're good. Like I know there's gonna be so many people telling you that it's weird and you shouldn't be doing it. And even though you're doing a sport, like why are you doing theater too? Like you're a sport person, not a theater person. You can be both. Like it's you can try both, you can do both. But theater is like you don't even have to be like good at acting or good at singing, but there are so many things that you could do even when you're not good at either of those things. But I think just try it because it's really such an amazing community. And for the people that undermine it and say that it's weird and not cool, good for you, I guess. You know, like I think that that's great. You do your sports and you make fun of other people. But at the end of the day, like if you don't like it, then don't worry about it. Let other people do their thing and you don't have to say something about it. Like people aren't going up to you asking you, what do you think about theater? They're living their lives. So I think that you should just let them do that. And you shouldn't like feel obligated to go diminish someone's day just because of what they're doing for fun. I agree. Like trying things, whether it's small things, big things, like you could be a stagehand, you could just be a helper, like you could just be there. You can just be an audience member supporting your other people. And it's like the people that are hating on it or like being like saying these things, like I know a lot of the times those people don't even realize that they're saying that something that's like really rude. Like they don't realize that. And I think those people, like you could support your friends. I don't understand why you can't support your friends. Like it's literally, if my friend is into something I don't like, I'm still gonna be like, yeah, girl, you get it. Like I'm gonna be hyping her up. Like
Yeah,
this
because
is
it's a
not.
real friendship. Like, it's not, I feel like it's not really a true friendship if you're gonna care about what they're doing instead of how they feel doing it.
Follow Study Break on the Study Break podcast. I will plug you guys' Instagram, so please send me that. Thank you to our guests for joining me. Make sure you tune in on your favorite app, Follow Study Break on Spotify, Apple Music. Thank you guys for joining me. Please listen Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. That'll be it. Bye.